And happy Thursday. Happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Candy day, right?
Yeah, actually Halloween today, which I don't know how you all celebrate, but I wish you a very happy, spooky Halloween. Max showed up as Cillian Murphy today from Peaky Blinders.
You look good, yeah.
And Oppenheimer.
I'll take it.
I showed up as a suburban dad.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, man. Seriously. You got a dad joke for us?
Oh, I got plenty of them. Okay. They'll come to mind as the as the show rolls along. Yes.
Perfect.
I love a good dad joke.
Yeah. And I showed up as Austin Wells.
You did. You looked like Austin Wells. At least you didn't make an error last night.
Oh, boy, was that tough. Ooh, did you guys watch the World Series? I know Mac and I were dialed in.
Yeah.
I thought we lost you for a little bit because we obviously text each other throughout the night in a group text, which you all have those text groups. And Judge obviously hits the home run.
I called it over for the Yankees.
Yeah,
I just
did.
Freezing cold takes. Yeah. I said, this is over. The Yankees are winning. Because when something miraculous happens, it usually, and Aaron Judge got a hit. It was amazing.
Yeah, they go back to back. Jazz Chisholm hits a fly ball 390 feet and pimped it out like he hit a 500-foot home run.
That guy was luck by him, though.
That guy kind of makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. But if he's on your team, you love him, right?
I don't think I would.
You don't think so? You don't think that's the guy?
Because I wouldn't want a guy who's hitting 156. Six acting like he's hitting 380. I'd be like Chisholm hit that home run, and like literally him and Judge both hit home runs. Judge was a bomb.
Yeah.
Like he hit his like I think it was like 402 or 403. So that's out of any stadium. Like that's out of Kauffman. That's out wherever.
Sure.
Chisholm hits his home run. It's like 392. It's a skyscraper of a home run. And he's like standing at home plate, looking around. I'm like, dude, you suck.
You hate him that much. And part of it is, I'd love to hit a World Series home run, though, right? I mean, how cool would that be, right?
Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't know. And they go up 5-0.
Ugh.
And then Gerrit Cole gets two massive strikeouts.
Two massive strikeouts.
I mean, strikes out Ohtani, strikes out who hits second? Is it Mookie?
Mookie Betts, yeah.
So Mookie Betts hits second, struck him out.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Freddie Freeman base hit. And then Teoscar Hernandez dribbles one to right, and Gerrit Cole forgets to cover the bag. And I looked at my buddy as soon as that happened, and I said, the Dodgers are alive.
The Dodgers are going to win this thing because they took advantage of it, you know?
And it was 5-5.
Yeah.
Judge drops a foul ball.
Fly ball.
Or fly ball. Volpe doesn't get it to third.
Ugh.
Cole doesn't cover first. Final score 7-6, game over.
That's all in one inning, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all in one inning.
Gerrit Cole pitched for 23 minutes.
I know. It was crazy. He had like 24 some extra pitches or 28 extra pitches in that inning because they couldn't get out of their own way. And you know, like Judge with the fly ball clearly took his eyes off it, kid. So if you're a baseball player or a softball player, watch Aaron Judge. Don't do what Aaron Judge did. He was looking to make a play or something right away and didn't. Then Volpe can't throw at the third. Now, I will give credit to the runner for kind of getting in the way and getting the break on the bag. You're a major leaguer. You still need to make that play, but the Gerrit Cole one where he didn't cover first base was almost just like
he
gave
pointed.
Up. Like, he's like pointing, like, you got it.
Rizzo the whole time was like, dude, I'm not going to make that.
I'm not making it. I can't get there. But, you know, like you had mentioned it to me in spring training every year. We hear about these PFPs, these pitchers fielding position, I think is what it stands
What's
for.
What's the first thing you see when spring training
that's
starts?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Stake, like throw, cover
all
first.
All that stuff. Yeah. Like pitchers and catchers report early so they can work on running to the base. Like, and I always joke about it. Like, okay, we got to practice this. Obviously. Obviously we
do. I could literally hear Diddy Matthews being, "See, Ryan, that's why in spring training they practice it."
Yeah, well, the Yankees clearly didn't practice it, but like Gerrit Cole just froze and almost had like this, and he pitched good yesterday. Like he was fantastic until that inning, but he should have been out of that inning too. You know, Judge makes a catch and, you know, Aaron Judge needs to make that catch. Volpe needs to make that play. I give less blame to Gerrit Cole than anybody else out there because he should have been out of that inning a long time ago, but I was just kind of going through like meltdowns, like sports meltdowns, and a lot of them are like series meltdowns, like you blow a series or something like that. But this one, I mean, my God, this is up there with Bill Buckner. This is up there with the Houston Oilers blowing a playoff game to Buffalo back in the, you know, when Warren Moon was the quarterback and they were down like 35-0, and yeah, a 24-point, you know, meltdown with the Houston Texans here, a 10-point meltdown by Tennessee, a 10-point meltdown by San Francisco in the Super Bowl. But I mean,
Eagles.
I mean, I just don't know like how you overcome something like that. I guess next year you're going to be talking about obviously a new team. Mm-hmm. And if this was, you know, George Steinbrenner still running the Yankees, he'd fire everybody this morning and you know, clean house in that entire organization. But that was a meltdown unlike any other. And then you get to where we were this morning driving in, and buses are on fire and stores are being looted, and the entire city of LA is under siege right now because they won the World Series.
Why do you do that if you win?
I never understood that, man. Like, it used to be like back in the day, Detroit, you would see that. Like, they would win a championship and something, I feel like, and it would happen up there, like the Tigers in 84 or whatever.
The one I remember most is I think there was a hockey team that won, and they flipped a town literally on fire.
Yeah, like, was it Vancouver?
Was that who it was? It wasn't long ago. It was like in the last, you know, half a decade, last 5 years. I remember, like, there was, like, buses getting lit on fire. They were, like, turning cars over, like, rioting in the streets. And I'm like, the most that happens – now, maybe it's because it's the Midwest, but the most thing that, like, happens when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, the Royals win a World Series, fireworks and gunshots. Yeah. Like, that's all I ever see or hear. Like, I'm like, that wasn't a Roman candle. That was a 22.
Right.
That's a good firework. And I'm like, it's Sunday night. Chiefs win the Super Bowl. But, like – burning your town down, looting stores, and acting like buffoons is just like mind-boggling. Like, you sent me the text this morning, like, check this out. And I'm like, what are people doing?
There's a Twitter account out there, like the LA Police Scanner, I think it is. I just followed it this morning. It's a great follow. I mean, they're showing video of everything. Like, a Fogo de Chao was getting looted. I mean, were they stealing meat? Like, you go, like, if you were going to steal meat, would you go for the filet or the ribeye? Like,
filet.
Oh, see, yeah. I love a good ribeye. If the Fogo de Chao was being looted, I'm going in there. I'm grabbing every ribeye I can find. But you know, Foot Locker's getting looted. There was a Nike store that was getting looted. Like, you win a championship, so you go destroy somebody else's property.
Yeah. I don't.
Again, the say it out loud test, right? Like, wait, what?
We just won. Let's go burn down Foot Locker.
Yeah.
What did Mark just say?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's throw rocks at everybody and bottles. Yeah. And I mean, like, the bus on fire.
Nothing gets me going than shattering a windshield.
I know.
Of a car I don't know. Like, imagine the guy that woke up, like, who took, like, NyQuil because he had, like, a sore throat or a cough.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, deep sleep, woke up. It's like, why is my car on fire? Like,
where is my car? Did I get drunk last night? Like, where the hell's my car?
We won the World Series. I thought we were down 5-0.
Yeah. Went to bed down 5-0, woke up with no car.
So after the game, obviously, you know, you look at both sides of the teams. Like, obviously, Freddie Freeman was World Series MVP.
Oh,
that was a slam dunk.
I mean, I even texted you guys at one point, like, if they would have lost the World Series, I think he would have been a distant memory because Aaron Judge hit that big home run.
Or he won the World Series MVP if they lost.
Can you give it to a loser? I mean, I know
Jerry
you
West,
can.
the last time it's happened.
Yeah, I know you can, but, like, I mean, something else would have happened, I would imagine. Like, if the Yankees would have come back and won.
Probably would have gotten to, like, Garrett Cole. Because he would have won this game and probably game seven.
Probably game seven.
Because they brought
in
Walker Buehler to close it out.
And well, that's smart.
Yeah, he just gave him the whole, like, are you not entertained? But I think the two questions that arise at the end of this World Series involve two different people. One a manager, one a player.
Yeah.
Is Boone fired?
I don't think so.
It's New York.
Yeah.
So that's what I always put in my perspective. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, this is the Yankees.
But it's not George anymore. It's the kids running the franchise. So it's different, I think.
Right.
I think. I mean, do you have to fire somebody? I mean,
how long has Boone been there? 7 years?
7 or 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
how
been
many
a
World
while.
Series?
That was his first. Yeah.
And he damn near got swept.
Yeah, he did.
And that
meltdown yesterday is worse than getting swept, by the way.
And that meltdown and the decision he made in game one. Are kind of on
him. Which one? Taking out Garrett Cole or putting in Nestor Cortez?
Cortez, who hadn't pitched in like 6 months.
But you took Cole out with 88 pitches, too.
And Cortez gave it the grand slam.
Yeah.
You were up 3-2 with two outs.
Yeah, I know.
Game's over.
Game's over. It's done.
The whole series has shifted. Yep. You win game one. I think the statistics say like 75% of the time, whoever wins game one wins the World Series.
The whole thing. Yeah.
It's something like that high.
Yep.
And that happens. Your team is completely depleted.
Right.
Freddie Freeman is now awoken even more.
Oh, God,
hits a home run the next night. Hits a home run the next night. Then you win the elimination game, and then you completely collapse in that game. And the other thing that I found interesting on Boone's side is when Garrett Cole, who is a horse veteran, he knows what he's doing right or wrong, but I still think that in this day and age of baseball, no matter how much of a veteran you are, whether you're Garrett Cole, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, or hell, even if you're Cole Reagans.
He belongs in that category, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more so experienced here. Like, I don't care. If you've been on the mound for 17 minutes and it's not going well, somebody's got to go out there.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to go out there and be like, hey, man, it's still tied. I know this sucks. We're hitting the ball well, but just you're okay. Because Garrett Cole was disheveled.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching a veteran horse out there, And he was like, oh my God.
Yeah, Smoltz was talking about that. With the pitch clock, you don't have the ability to just stop. And after that play to first base where he didn't cover, that's where somebody needs to go out there and pause this thing a little bit and say, okay.
Or a player. They finally did a mound visit with all the players. And Rizzo's a veteran.
Too late at that point.
Exactly.
You know? Way too late at that point.
Rizzo's a veteran. Didn't go out there. Hey, man, that's my bad. I didn't cover first. Even though it was Cole's fault. Take blame. Right. Give him some relaxation. Volpe, you're a superstar shortstop in the making. Go have that moment. Jazz Chisholm, you love to talk. Why can't you talk to your pitcher?
Yeah.
You know, all this sort of stuff. And
Salvi's ass would have been out there.
We talked about in that one divisional game. Like, Salvi went out and talked to Irsig, and then it was boom, 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 and done.
Yep.
Matt Cotrero on this show said the very same thing. That's what Sal does. He's a veteran. He knows when those moments are, and he takes advantage of it. Nobody did that for Garrett Cole. And sorry, but when the sky was falling, no one was there to be an umbrella.
Yeah, somebody needed to be that guy last night. And, I mean, maybe it shows you they're not a team. I don't know. You know, and that's kind of what I think, too. Like, everybody's just an individual out there. Yeah. The biggest individual, Juan Soto, the last guy to leave the dugout last night for the Yankees. And people are wondering if that is an omen that he's done, you know, with the New York Yankees. I think it's imperative if you're the Yankees after losing this World Series. You can't allow Juan Soto to sign with the Mets. I mean, you've got to match any possible offer you get out there. But that's going to be a wild free agent experience, because he said after the game, he's open to any team. Hey, Royals, let's go.
18-1 odds.
18-1 odds, Royals, let's go, John. So scratch a check.
Saying there's a chance.
Yeah, get Juan Soto in here.
Yeah.
We need a bat.
I did see, which I thought was hilarious, that if he does go elsewhere, the number one player the Yankees will pursue is Pete Alonso.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he goes to the Mets, then the Yankees would probably go get Pete Alonso from the Mets.
You know how many cranks Pete Alonso will hit that short porch?
Oh, my God, yes. That would be good for him.
I'm taking his over home run total. That'd be like the second bet I make. Bobby Witt MVP future and Pete Alonso over 42 home runs.
Well, you got to think right now the Bobby Witt futures are going to be popping with MVPs. He should be the favorite today to win the MVP next year based on what we just saw with Aaron Judge.